Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the very first daf in Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Shabbos, which is the very first Masechet in Seder Moed. And just like we're starting this Masechet together, we should be able to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Now let's take a moment to pay tribute to Mars Miriam Sara Bas Yaakov Moshe, in whose honor all of the Shirim on Talmud Yerushalmi have been dedicated. The Ritva tells us that Yerushalmi is more Nehira, and it's bright or light, lichtig. And the Gemara says that Reb Zeira actually fasted so that he could forget Bavli in order to be able to learn Yerushalmi. And the Mepharshim explained that it was because of this lichtigkeit that Yerushalmi has. Now, the Karban Eida, in his Akdama to this Masechta, hints to the idea that learning Yerushalmi has to do with the Geula. And just like Yerushalmi's lichtig, Maris Miriam Sara was exactly that. Her joy for life, enthusiasm for Yiddishkeit, and all-around cheer spread happiness and light to the people around her. She's left a legacy to be proud of, children and grandchildren following in her footsteps, connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, his Torah and mitzvahs, and leading lives full of excitement for Yiddishkeit and helping others. And b'schus all the Torah being learned in her honor, her neshama should have a tremendous aliyah, and we should all be zeicha for the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meheirav Yomeinu. Now, a notable difference between this Masechta and those in Seder Zrayim is the absence of two key mefarshim, the Marav Folda and Rosh Sirileo. On the actual daf, the place of the Marav Folda is taken by the Karbona Eida, which is written by Reb David Frankel, who lived in Germany in the mid-1700s. However, as with Seder Zrayim, we're going to be learning the Gemara mostly with the Pirsha of Chaim Kanievsky, and the majority of Girsa changes as well are from him. And a little bit about the Masechta before we begin. Most of us know that on Shabbos there are 39 malachas, and these are actually 39 categories of malacha, which are not allowed to be performed on Shabbos. It's not just 39 specific ones, it's general categories. And where do they come from? We know that the Torah doesn't mention them specifically by name, so these are the malachas carried out in the process of building the Mishkan. Now, one who's over malacha or a tailada, a subcategory, can have one of multiple things applied to him. It could be either chayav skila, that's killed by stoning, or it could be chayav a karbon, perhaps only malchus, or maybe it could just be that what he did was usur, but he's not chayav anything. And that's actually an important point. When a Mishnah says pater, it usually does not mean that it's permitted to do so. It means pater aval usur. He doesn't get punished, but it's still usur. And the exceptions to this rule are few and far between. Now, there's one malacha which is discussed somewhat disproportionately to all the others, and that's the last of the 39, malachas haitzah. And even though one might be inclined to translate this word as taking out, like the word lahaitzi, the real translation is transferring. Haitzah mirshos lirshos, transferring from one rishos to another. And we know that there's multiple rishuyas, however, the main ones that we're going to be learning about are rishos harabim and rishos hayachid. Rishos harabim is a public domain, and rishos hayachid is a private one. And the answer of haitzah is that one's not allowed to transfer from one rishos to the other, and he can actually possibly chayv skila if he does so. And included in this iser is also carrying four amos within a rishos harabim. Now, one more very important point in regards to this iser of haitzah: the act of haitzah can only be fully accomplished, and one would only be chayv for it if the same person does two separate actions: the akira and the hanacha. Akira is the lifting up of the object, and hanacha is placing down the object. And so, now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us yitzias haShabbos shtaim shein arba befnim ushtaim shein arba bechutz yitzias of Shabbos, meaning the malacha of haitzah on Shabbos has two, which is four, that's inside, and two, which is four, that's outside. Now, even though the Gemara is going to discuss this right in the beginning, we're just going to explain it the way the Gemara is going to come out. Bifnim refers to one being chayiv for this action, thereby requiring them to bring a karbon, which is bifnim, it's inside the azara. Le'umas zeh, bachutz means a karbon doesn't need to be brought. And shtayim means these two actions are really four, because two of these were done by the Baal Bayis, and two by the Ani, as we're just about to see. So the Mishnah tells us, ke'ezet tzad, and this is Yerushalmi's way of saying, ketzad, how is this? Ani avin bachutz, we have an Ani, a poor person standing outside, he's in the Rishos Rabim, u'Baal Bayis bifnim, and the Baal Bayis, the homeowner, he's inside, and pasha da Ani is yada lifnim, v'nasal sech yada shal Baal Bayis. Let's say the Ani stuck a hand inside, he's obviously standing outside, but now he put his hand inside the house, and he placed something into the hand of the Baal Bayis, so that's an akira that was outside, and a hanacha which was inside, or alternatively, shenotal mitoicha, he took something from the hand of the Baal Bayis, which is the akira inside, v'haitzi, and then he brought that thing outside, making the hanacha outside, ha'ani chayiv, u'Baal Bayis potter. In both of these situations, the ani's chayiv, because he did both the akira and the hanacha, and the Baal Bayis is potter, because he did nothing. What about the other way around? Pashad Baal Bayis is yadei l'chutz, let the Baal Bayis stretch his hand outside, v'nasa l'soich yadei shel ani, and he placed something into the hand of the ani, that's the akira inside, the hanacha outside, or alternatively, shenotal mitoicha, v'hechnes, he took something from the hand of the ani and brought it inside, that's an akira outside, and the hanacha inside, Baal Bayis chayiv ha'ani pater. In both of these situations, Baal Bayis is chayiv and the ani is pater. The Mishnah moves on to other scenarios. Pasha da ani yisadi lefnim, let's say the ani stretched his hand inside, however, v'nota Baal Bayis mitoicha, the Baal Bayis took something from it, or he put something into it, v'haitzi and the ani then pulled his hand outside, shnein p'turin, both of them are pater. And by that same token, pasha da Baal Bayis yisadi lechot, out. Let's say Balbai stretched his hand outside, and the Ani took something from it, or he put something into the hand of the Balbais, and then the Balbais pulled his hand inside. In this case as well, Shnei Petur and both of them are Potter, because in all these cases, each one only did half the Malacha. They either did the Akira or the Hanacha. And since neither of them did both, then they're both Potter. I think Mara quotes the Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos V'chulu, and asks the following question, Mahu Shtayim Shein Arba? What does the Mishnah mean by saying Shtayim Shein Arba? Shtayim L'chiv U'Shtayim L'Ptur? Does it mean that there's two L'chiv and two L'Ptur? Oy, Arba L'chiv V'Arba L'Ptur? Does it mean that there's four cases of Chiv and four cases of Ptur? What the Gemara is asking is this, does Shtayim Shein Arba mean Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, that the Baal Bayis is inside, and when he does the Haitza or the Achnasa, that's two of Chiv for him and two of Ptur for the Ani because the Ani didn't do anything, and Shtayim Shein Arba B'chutz means the Ani is B'chutz, the Ani is outside, and he did Haitza and Achnasa, and that's two of Chiv for him, and the Baal Bayis who is inside did nothing, so he's Potter. Bottom line is that in this understanding, the word B'chutz and Bifnim refer to the people who are outside or inside, that's option one, or option two means Shtayim Shein Arba, that there's four cases of Chiyuv, and the word over here, Bifnim, would refer to the carbon that's brought inside the Azara, and Shtayim Shein Arba B'chutz refers cases of Ptur. Remember, that's actually the way we explain the Mishnah. But here the Gemara is asking us a question. So Alpha and Beis on the top, the Gemara tells us, Neshamim and Adal, let's learn from the following. The first Mishnah, Maseches Shvuas, tells us, Shvuas Shtayim Shein Arba, then in regards to Shvua, a person making some sort of oath, that's two, which is four. And the Mishnah also tells us, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. Now, Omar of Bar of Bas says as follows, and Rav Bas bothered, why does that Mishnah only say Shtayim Shein Arba, and it doesn't use the full Lashon that our Mishnah does? And so to explain this, he says, Taman over there in that Mishnah, Maseches Shvuas, Kulan L'Chiyuv. All of them that are being mentioned are L'Chiyuv. Baram Hach, however, here, Chiyuv U'Petur Asin Masni, the Mishnah is teaching both Chiyuvim and Peturim. Namely, he's explaining that that Mishnah's focus is not Shabbos, it's Shvuas. Shabbos was just listed as an addition to the main discussion, and therefore only Chiyuvim are mentioned, because that's what that Mishnah is referring to. Whereas in our Mishnah, since obviously the main focus is Shabbos, Peturim are also taught. Now, what do we see from here? Hada Amr, this tells us, Arbal Chiyuv Arbal L'Ptur, that the wording in our Mishnah, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, and Shtayim Shein Arba Chutz, is telling us that there's four cases of Chiyuv and four cases of Ptur. Again, because that's based off the Lashon Mishnah over there. However, Amr Rabbi Yisrael argues with this and says, Masnisa Amr Kain, the Mishnah itself tells us that. We don't need Rav Buzz explanation of the Mishnah to understand it. Just read the words of the Mishnah over there itself and we'll be able to understand this. What does the Mishnah say? Shvuas Shtayim Shein Arba. Then in regards to Shvuas, that's two, which is four. And Loy L'Chiyuv, isn't the Mishnah only mentioning cases of Chiyuv? Similarly, when the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, the Yitzias of Shabbos is also Shtayim Shein Arba L'Chiyuv. It must be that's talking about all four cases are cases of Chiyuv. And so therefore, that must be what our Mishnah is talking about as well. However, the Gemara argues with this and says that no, Vatani, there's a Braisa in that Gemara which is taught as an addition to the Mishnah that the Losses HaEichel Shtayim Shein Arba. In regards to the doors of the Heichel, it's two, which is four. Now, that's just referring to the way the doors of the Heichel looked, that there was two actual doors, but each door was made up of two panels. So that's really four pieces, if you will. Now, as the Chameimar were able to say this, Loy L'Chiyuv V'Loy L'Ptur. That case of the doors of the Heichel are obviously not referring to Chiyuv or Ptur. It's just describing what the doors look like. And therefore, just a basic reading of that Mishnah over there is not going to tell us what our Mishnah is referring to. We need to come on to Rav Buzz explanation. The Gemara continues with something else, asking a question. Nisni Shnei Masar Ptur. Why doesn't our Mishnah tell us that there's 12 cases of Ptur? We have the four cases in the beginning of the Mishnah that are Potter, and then we have another eight at the end of the Mishnah. Remember, we had all the different scenarios where the Baal Bayis and the Ani each only did half of the Malacha. One did Akir and the other did Anacha, and that's actually a total of eight different Peturim. Add that to the four Peturim at the beginning of the Mishnah, so that's a total of 12 Peturim. Why didn't our Mishnah say that? Why are we saying there's only four cases of Ptur? And on this, we have two answers. The first one is, Le'asinu Misni Ela Potter Shu Keneged Chiyuv. The Mishnah was only coming to say Peturim, the parallel, a case of Chiyuv. And that's what the word Potter is referring to. We had our cases of Chiyuv, where either the Baal Bayis or the Ani did the entire Akira and Hanacha, and the other person who's involved is Potter. And that's what we mean by four cases of Potter, four are Potter, Le'umas, four that are Chayiv. As opposed to in the Sefer of the Mishnah, everyone involved is Potter, and so that's not a Ptur in regards to a Chiyuv. Now, Omer Chiyuv Bar Abba gives a different answer. Ma'ahein Potter the Tanin Hacha. What are the Pturim in our Mishnah referring to? Mutter, something that's 100% Mutter. Even though we said in our introduction that usually the word Potter means Potter Aval Aser, here's one of the cases, says Rav Chiyuv Bar Abba, that Potter means Potter and Mutter, because the person who's Potter in the beginning of our Mishnah did absolutely nothing. He was simply standing there while the other person did the entire Akira and Hanacha. And so he's Potter from a Mutter standpoint, as opposed to in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's Potter Aval Aser, because even though if a person does just an Akira or just lost a hanacha, he's not going to be chayiv. It's still usur for him to do half of the malacha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss our Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.